that I've always wanted to do, but also would like to bring some awareness for our wounded warriors out there, because they're not able to do what I'm doing right now. My wife and I flew to Seattle on the 26th of April, and she drove me to the coast at La Push, Washington State, where I ceremonially, well, I didn't. I actually put the rear wheel of my bicycle in the Pacific Ocean, and I started paddling east. And she flew back home, and I've been on my bicycle since the 28th of April,
now,
coming back to the Atlantic Ocean.
Why has it been important for you to do this? I mean, we know there are so many efforts to try and raise money for Wounded Warriors, but obviously the connection to the military strikes a chord with you. But why particularly now and this particular event for you?
Well, I am retiring after 39 years of service. I retire on the 22nd of August, and I just thought, what a better way than, because everybody usually asks you questions, why would you do something crazy like that? Because I've, you know, been camping, staying wherever, carrying all my goods that I need for the past 2 months and change. So everybody always asks you questions, and everybody seems to be very interested in, you know, what we're doing in the cause. And along the way, I've met an awful lot of veterans from World War II all the way, you know, to the current crisis. And I came back all in one piece. I have three sons that they're all combat veterans of this war that we're involved with, and they're in good shape, and I just feel blessed that way.
Where do your travels take you next? Because you're in Hampstead now, right?
That is correct. From Hampstead, I'll be heading towards the bay, and actually my wife is going to take me over the Bay Bridge because I'm not going to be able to ride my bicycle over that. And then she's going to drop me off at the other side, and I will continue on my trek with dipping my front wheel of my bicycle in the Atlantic Ocean on the 7th, which is Saturday.
How many miles do you think you'll be traveling throughout this bike ride, Bill?
Total, it's about, it's over, I don't know the exact calculations, I don't have my computer with me right now, but it's over 3,800 miles right now.
And what are you hoping that people will take away from this bike ride that you're on?
I think maybe determination a little bit, you know, the inspiration, the help. Because there's a lot of guys out there that are really kind of messed up, and even the veterans that are out there, and they keep pushing forward, and they keep pushing forward. And I think that's amazing that the spirit is so alive and real out there in America. And that's what I really discovered, because I went through basically the Northwest sector of the country, and the American spirit is so alive. And it's been amazing how people are so accepting for why I'm doing what I'm doing, and just the fact of help me doing it. And I've gotten a lot of help along the way. Trust me. It's been awesome.